Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's a comfort to think that spring is creeping up on us, and in a few weeks the markets will be open with the first produce of the year, some of it grown in hoop houses. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, one of the first things that's going to hit the market is spinach, and that makes me smile.
Oh yeah, spinach, of course. Those greens, they can get them growing early in the hoop house. They actually don't do well in the summer, we know. Like, they get very bitter and they bolt. But spring and fall, but certainly this spinach is what we're going to see first.
You know, I started making cream spinach this last year because I enjoy it when I go to a steakhouse.
It's
kind of a staple.
Oh, it's a great
thing. And it's an easy little thing to do. But the thing I believe is that once you figure it out, you can make it your own way.
Sure. I mean, I think everybody has their own way to make cream spinach.
Well, how do you do it?
So I make the sauce sous vide. It's basically heavy cream with onions and garlic cooked for a long time till they almost disappear. And so you have this, and then a little salt and pepper, and you have this wonderfully flavored cream. And I use baby spinach, and I don't even bother cutting it up or anything, but heat up a very small amount of the cream, like a few tablespoons in a pan, and toss the greens in it just as if you're making a hot salad almost.
Mm-hmm.
They wilt very quickly and then to the table and serve.
And that goes right back into the sous vide.
Well, you put it in, in and serve it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is the basic spinach that we use these days?
Oh, so the Bloomsdale is the heirloom. That was introduced in 1826 by D. Landreth, our friends at that seed company. Apparently, it's Popeye's favorite heirloom variety of
spinach. Is that right?
Yes. That's what they claim, at least. But it's pretty much the one everybody grows to this day. And it's a great spinach. Like I said, it does really well in spring, really well in the fall. And it's hard to get to bolt, but it gives you... As a baby, very tender leaves, and as an adult, very thin ribbed but broad leaved spinach.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things I like to do with spinach is to make the Indian dish palak paneer.
Sure.
Now, I'll be the first to confess this is an Americanized version of it.
Right.
Not Indian. I don't have that same touch with spices.
Yeah, yeah.
But in making it, there's some basic techniques that are good to know for dealing with spinach.
Uh-huh.
And like you say, wilting it, I only have to spend 30 seconds to 45 seconds or so in hot water.
Uh-huh.
And
so you blanch it.
I blanch it,
yeah.
And then you drain it. And here's the important thing I've discovered is you got to just take big handfuls of it and just squeeze it. Just
the
squeeze
bejesus
it.
Out of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you've got to get all of that extra liquid out.
Yeah.
Or it messes up your
recipe.
It
messes up the dish, yeah.
Now, it may look like you've squeezed it down to the size of an orange, but after you work it a bit and put it through a food processor or what, it regains its volume.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It becomes really, really nice.
It is disheartening when you cook an entire bag of spinach down to a golf ball.
It is.
But that's just the way it goes.
Now, I like to, in a skillet with some butter and canola oil, I'll sweat some onions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put some of the spices that I like to use in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work that up into a sauce, a curry sauce, as it were. And then I put the spinach into that with a little bit of cream. And then I like to throw in some crushed tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
And not all the recipes for palak paneer call for tomatoes. But I like doing that. And then the secret ingredient is a little balsamic vinegar.
Uh-huh.
And for the cheese, I didn't have any paneer on hand. I had some Jarlsberg on hand.
Really?
So I cut it up and put it in. And it worked beautifully. I know people are going to hate me for doing that.
There's a lot of people a little disconcerted out there.
Yeah, but
yes. All right. I'm trying to think of it.
It kind of like half melts.
Sure.
And it was very effective. We'll put all these ideas on the website. Let you go home and play with some spinach.
Please,
and do some spinach ravioli or whatever.
Right.
You'll have a great time. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.